USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will visit China in the next few weeks. His scheduled visit in February was postponed because of that Chinese spy balloon that drifted across the USA. U.S. officials have stressed the need for regular communication channels between Washington and Beijing and said it's ready to open those channels at the cabinet level. California's attorney general is vowing to go after the people responsible for at least two planes filled with migrants that have landed in Sacramento in the past few days. Bob Bonta says the people on board were promised better times, but
they were exploited and manipulated and moved with false promises made to them to another state, far away from the hearings that they have scheduled to attend as part of their asylum-seeking process.
Bonta says the planes carrying the migrants are owned by a company that has a contract with the state of Florida to move migrants. It's perhaps one of the most unlikely kiss and make-up stories in quite a while. The PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour have suddenly announced a merger.
When they see the impact that we're having on this game together, there'll be a lot of smiles on people's faces, and there'll be a lot more people playing this game all over the world.
PGA Tour Commissioner David Monahan tells CNBC the deal means an end to the various lawsuits each group has filed against the other. It will also allow LIV golfers to apply to rejoin the USA and European PGA Tours. The evacuations continue in southern Ukraine from the water pouring from a huge dam that was blown up overnight. Ukraine says Russia blew up the dam on the river that separates Russian and Ukrainian forces in the south of Ukraine. Prince Harry has testified in court in London today, the first royal in about 130 years to do so. He's among several celebrities suing the tabloid publisher Mirror Group over many allegations of privacy invasion. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Can I help? Who's next?
Tom's part-time barista is now a full-time actor.
Oh, you didn't hear. He got the part on Broadway. Yeah, great for him, bad for our finicky cold brew tap.
Now he needs a star understudy to fill his open role.
Yeah, he made the best grande triple shot with oat milk caramel.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A lawyer for the Dutch man suspected but never charged in the disappearance of Alabama teen Natalie Holloway in Aruba is fighting his extradition to the USA from Peru. That's where Joran Vandersloot is serving a sentence in the death of another young woman. The attorney says Vandersloot is not accepting extradition to Alabama, where he's charged with fraud, lying about knowing the whereabouts of Natalie Holloway's body from her disappearance in 2005. A judge in New York is demanding that Congressman George Santos reveal who put up his $500,000 bail as he faces a long list of charges.
Santos doesn't want to identify the three people who raised the $500,000 needed for his get-out-of-jail card. The New York Republican is charged with wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying to Congress. Santos's lawyers filed a motion Monday night to keep the IDs of his benefactors sealed. Media outlets and the House Ethics Committee want those names. The congressman's legal team claims revealing that info would spur retaliation, possible job loss, and maybe even physical harm. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
As more Republicans join the race for president, a prominent voice in the African American community says he's running. Former Princeton University professor Cornel West wants to head the ticket of the People's Party on a platform of ending all wars and eliminating all student debt. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with six strips of bacon, or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya. Later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.